Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from siblings Daryl Watts and Lisa Harrison in Audrain County. Daryl was born with cerebral palsy and is legally blind, and Lisa not only helps her brother out, but also works with other people with disabilities through Audrain Developmental Disability Services. They spoke about how Daryl owning his own home has caused some healthcare struggles over the past few years. Here's Lisa.
What was it, 2 years ago, 4th of July?
When I fell?
Yeah, fell 4th of July. We were over watching the local fireworks in town, and he slipped out of a chair and fell and broke his neck. So we've had some issues over the last couple of years. He's better now, but... he did break it, and he's got a pin in the back of his neck. So, medical's a challenge for him.
They gave me that medicine to take. It helped my neck and stuff, but since I've had that other stuff with my hand, I don't know why that medicine, use of that don't work on his hand and stuff.
He's had a rough go for the last couple of years. He would have never been able to figure out the medical if it hasn't been for me. He owns his house. He's paid for that throughout his life, but...
When back in 91, I was renting a house at that time on West Street and stuff, and that's what I was paying there. I could pay for a house payment and stuff, so I took it over and it made it more space for me, and I'd have something to show for it later on instead of paying rent all the time.
It's considered an asset, so he's not eligible for Medicaid services. He only receives Medicare services, so with that becomes a deductible and percentages, and we're sitting on a lot of medical bills, probably about $4,000, $6,000. I think the surgery total was close to $100,000. So it's been a mess trying to, get people to write things off for him because he lives on Social Security and his two minor jobs that he works in sheltered workshop money. So, it's quite a struggle. And our situation is unique is because he is one of those individuals that needs that assistance. So we work through that, but basically the thing is, if he get rid of his house and not have it as an asset or zero monies to live on, he could benefit from the health care and get it paid for 100%, but then he wouldn't eat. So, the struggle's real. The frustrating part of your disability. What's frustrated you the most about your disability? I know you've gotten upset in the past about things.
And, yeah. Sometimes things I can't do that everybody else can do because I can only do so much with one hand, and sometimes I can't do as much with the other hand and stuff because I have to watch what I do. Some things that slow me down to do different things. They told me one time I would never be able to dress myself or whatever, but I do that and take care of my stuff and do my own cleaning and everything. And
the common phrase from people is, gee, I don't know how you do that. Mm-hmm. And I think education is real important for the community to know that these guys are just like you and I. They have the same wants and needs, sense of humor.
That was siblings Lisa Harrison and Daryl Watts from Audrain County speaking about some of the healthcare struggles Daryl's faced in the past few years. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.